It's HSK Today.
SA made by Patera with the right pad.
A weekly in-depth look at the Henderson Silver Knights.
Morelli left wing. Richard scores!
And the AHL.
2 seconds and one. The Silver Knights hang on.
With your hosts, Brian McCormick and Justin Russo.
Welcome into this edition of HSK Today. We are here on this Wednesday, January 10th. Justin Russo riding solo with you today as Brian McCormick is out and about with the HSK in the Henderson community doing some nice things there. But Justin Russo here, Joe Costa, as always, on the other side of the glass. But for the Silver Knights, a pretty big weekend coming up. A couple of games at home against the Milwaukee Admirals and, of course, Thunder Night coming our way on Saturday. That will be a televised game on Vegas 34. That should be a really fun one. And for the HSK, welcoming in a Milwaukee Admirals team that they've yet to play this season. And for Henderson, looking to bounce back and get into the win column. A couple of losses over the last weekend for the HSK to the Calgary Wranglers. And for Henderson, you really look at that second loss that they had and the most recent game that they played, a 1-0 loss to Calgary, in which it was a bit of a staring contest between the two goaltenders. Jesper Vikman on one end, Dustin Wolf on the other end, both of them unrelenting through the first 65 minutes of the game, not giving up anything, and it had to end in a shootout as the Calgary Wranglers picked up a shootout victory in the game. But just focusing on that game for a moment as we start our broadcast, and we talked about the ability of the Silver Knights a bit to come back on second half of back-to-backs. Coming into that game, they were 8-1-1 on the second half of back-to-backs, and the last time they had had a back-to-back set of games, they dropped the first game at home, 7-1 to Ontario, and they came back with a really strong effort in Ontario on the road just one day after, a 3-0 shutout victory in that one. So we were expecting the Silver Knights to bounce back after a 5-1 loss on Friday to Calgary, and they really did just that. They just weren't able to get that one goal by Dustin Wolf. And for the Silver Knights, defensively, you have to like what you saw, and especially you have to like what you saw in net, because Jesper Vikman picks up technically his first career AHL shutout, 32 saves on 32 shots, but he doesn't get the win. Silver Knights losing the shootout 1-0, but man, Jesper Vikman did just about everything he could in that game to help the Silver Knights to a victory. And let's take a listen into some of the action that he had to face, going all the way back to the first period with a big save on Mitch McLean.
Go, McLean has a break. McLean and Vikman has a save with the right pad by Vikman. Quick give and go on the blue line. Stromgren right wing, McLean left wing. He broke in all by himself, and Vikman with his best stop of the period.
And that was a really nice one on Mitch McLean early, because Wranglers were threatening in that first period, but they really didn't have a lot of shots on goal. They only had 6 shots on goal. It was a pretty tame first period by all measures. 9-6 shots favoring Henderson. Things really picked up in the second period. Vikman had to be strong again, but in the third period, on the final push for Calgary, when both teams were desperately looking for that goal, he came up big yet again.
Rassel feeds in front. Klapka blocker save made by Vikman coming across from left to right. Great stop on Klapka. Right point, Aspero a shot. He was looking for a tip. It went all the way through. Solovyov threw it on goal. It was blocked in front by Rassel.
That was a really nice save on Adam Klapka moving from left to right. Just about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the game, and Jesper Vikman showing off that lateral mobility, getting over on his blocker side and making that save on Adam Klapka to preserve the scoreless game that it was until that point. And then you move into the overtime period. You never know what can happen with those rushes up and down the ice, the 3-on-3, and he came up big yet again.
Silver Knights with 2 breakaways in this overtime. Here's a break for Coronado, and save made by Vikman off the left pad. Coronado snuck off the bench and broke in alone. Now he's behind the net trying to wrap it in front. He's stopped by Ahak.
Stopping there, Matt Coronado, a guy who had a couple of goals in the first period on Friday when these two teams met. Really tough opportunity there for Jesper Vikman to save that, and he comes up big again for the Silver Knights. So you have to tip your cap to Jesper Vikman. And again, the goaltending for the Silver Knights has been strong so much so this season, whether it's Yuri Patera, Isaiah Seville, Jesper Vikman. You can go down to Michael Bullion and Jordan Papirny. There have been so many strong goaltenders for this Silver Knights team, and it's something to say about this team that you know you're going to get consistent goaltending on a night-to-night basis, and Silver Knights got that in the last game against the Calgary Wranglers. Again, Jesper Vikman saving all 33 Calgary shots that came his way. The lone goal that he gives up comes in the shootout as Cole Schwint beats him for the only shootout goal to give the Calgary Wranglers the victory. Sheldon Rempel, Brendan Brisson, Gage Quinney, each unsuccessful in that shootout period against Dustin Wolf, and the Silver Knights dropping that game 1-0 in the shootout. So taking a look at the standings right now and where the Silver Knights sit, sixth place in the Pacific Division for the HSK in a very tight Pacific. Let's start at the top, though. The Calgary Wranglers at 45 points. Tucson 3 points behind them, tied with Ontario for second place at 42. Coachella Valley and Abbotsford each at 39. Henderson at 38. So you see there's not a lot of room separating these teams toward the top of the division. And for the Silver Knights, I think a really good job to at least pick up a point in that second game against Calgary, because you saw how that first game went. The Silver Knights just didn't have their legs under them in that first one. Able to bounce back in a big way against Calgary on Saturday night and do a really good job at making sure they got at least a point out of that. They have the Colorado Eagles 5 points behind them right now. Colorado in seventh place in the Pacific Division with 33 points. They do have some games in hand on Henderson. A team in Henderson that's played 35 games already this season, and the teams around them, Coachella Valley, Abbotsford, Colorado, each with just 31. So for the HSK, have the teams around them with games in hand, but hey, they have to win those games. And I'm sure the Silver Knights will certainly meet some of those teams around them as well, and they're going to have an opportunity to continue putting them down in the standings. But for the Silver Knights, again, you know, you look at that game on Saturday, and one of the things we were looking for was to see if the special teams could get going. And the Silver Knights' penalty kill certainly was up to the task. We had saw the night before that Calgary was able to get one power play goal. They've really struggled on home ice on the man advantage, but the Silver Knights bounced back the next day, holding Calgary to 0-5 on the man advantage. It was just the power play opportunities for the Silver Knights where they weren't able to themselves get a power play goal. Silver Knights going 0-4 on the man advantage in that game. And I think that's an area that you're going to want to see corrected if you're the Silver Knights, especially because they had an opportunity or two opportunities in the third period on the power play to get something going in that final frame. And you have to give credit where credit is due to a team like Calgary, a very well-coached team and a strong team on the PK. But for the Silver Knights, when opportunities presented themselves late in that game, they just weren't able to capitalize. And you know, overall for the Silver Knights, the power play still sits at 8th in the AHL, 20.7%, up from about 15th a couple of weeks ago. We had talked about that over the weekend on our broadcast for the two games in Calgary, where the Silver Knights have slowly but surely been working their way up on the man advantage, and they've been juicing up those numbers pretty well, because the Silver Knights were sitting about middle of the pack, and now they're firmly a top 10 team on the man advantage, 20.7%. And you know, I think especially when the Silver Knights were struggling a bit early in December, that was one area that really never struggled. It felt like that power play was not only getting opportunities, but still getting the puck into the back of the net and providing a lot of the offense for the team. So the power play has been relatively consistent for the HSK, but as you can see, even more so lately, starting to ramp up for Henderson as they're up to 8th in power play percentage. And looking ahead for the HSK to this weekend against the Milwaukee Admirals, Milwaukee, another team that's right around them in special teams percentage. They are 10th in the power play department. And overall, on their season in the Central Division, just seven teams in the Central, but Milwaukee strong to start the year. 39 points for the Admirals, 19-10-1 to start the season, just behind the Texas Stars leading the Central Division. So, you know, an interesting dynamic there for the Silver Knights, and we'll talk to Christopher Sedoff in our second segment. We'll ask him about that, certainly. For the Silver Knights being able to play a new team, a fresh team, you so often, even through past seasons, you have an idea of how teams play and how coaches like to scheme things up and what you can generally expect from some of these teams. But as we saw against the Iowa Wild to start the season, you know, it's a new team. The Silver Knights don't have a lot on the Milwaukee Admirals. Now, certainly both teams will do their due diligence and learn a lot about each other through this week. But for the Silver Knights, a unique challenge, a new challenge for them. But it should be a fun one here against Milwaukee, you know, a team that they haven't seen very much. And a rare opportunity for the Silver Knights where it's not a four-point swing, points-wise. You play all these teams in the Pacific Division, and you always just come to expect the fact that, okay, we win the game, we get two, they don't get any. And if they win, they get two, we don't get any. And it's such pressure on your team at all times, and you consistently play teams within your division, as is the schedule for most of the AHL. But an opportunity here for the Silver Knights. Won't have a chance to necessarily knock down the Milwaukee Admirals and benefit themselves that way, but certainly 2 points still on the line for Henderson, and a big one against Milwaukee this weekend. And as we've been talking about as well, Thunder Night coming up on Saturday night. Teams will first meet on Friday, 7 o'clock, and then Thunder Night will take place at 3 o'clock on the Dollar Loan Center. And second consecutive Thunder Night for the HSK, of course. So many Las Vegas Thunder will be involved. This is the team in the IHL from the 1990s. It was a real pioneer in the Las Vegas Valley in terms of creating interest in hockey and generating a fan base here and a desire for it in the Las Vegas Valley. And always fun to honor the Las Vegas Thunder. And you know, you look at the, again, numerous amounts of alumni from Jeff Sharples and Darcy Lowen and of course, Ken Quinney, Gage Quinney's father. And it's just a really fun night to look back. And for you fans out there, really encourage you to get in on the fun as well, because fans are encouraged to wear 90s-inspired outfits. You can arrive early for activations on the Tilt Yard, including $3 beer specials, interactive games and activities. We're going to have a live DJ out there. And, of course, some of those alumni are going to be in attendance during the matchup as well. So a really fun game coming up, and one of the more fun games, I think, throughout the entire season for the Henderson Silver Knights, just paying tribute to a team that paved the way for them here in the Las Vegas Valley. But hey, just an overall fun night and a fun opportunity. You know, with the Silver Knights last time out, or last theme night, I should say, out, or last special night was their third jersey night, and it was really cool to see those on the ice, and I'm going to expect those at different times for the rest of the regular season. But again, Las Vegas Thunder Night should be a really fun one, and all fans in attendance are going to receive a commemorative poster. And the first 1,500 fans will receive a Las Vegas Thunder-themed fanny pack. Yes, a fanny pack. We're really throwing it back to the 90s here. It should be a really fun one from the DLC. But, again, the Silver Knights taking on the Milwaukee Admirals on that game. 3 o'clock on Saturday. And we'll see if the Silver Knights come through strong with a big victory and a big couple of points in that one. We'll step aside here for a moment on HSK Today. When we come back, we will have Christopher Sedoff join us, Silver Knights defenseman in his first year, and we'll see what he has to think about Thunder Night and all the things coming up for the HSK. Justin Russo here with you on 1230 The Game, the Henderson Silver Knights Radio Network.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell,
HSK Today.
Welcome back into HSK Today. Justin Russo with you here riding solo today, and we are very excited to welcome on a special guest to our program right now, Silver Knights defenseman Christopher Sedoff. Christopher, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great myself. Well, first year for you in the AHL, adjusting not only to this level of play, but also to Henderson in general. How have you found your first year here in Henderson so far?
It's been really good. I've liked it so far. It's great community, good rink and everything. It's been awesome.
And, you know, adjusting to this level, we often hear sometimes there are some certain expectations of what you think it'll be at the AHL level or any level when you move up. Has there anything that has been maybe caught you by surprise that you didn't expect, or something that you know, you did expect that, I can adjust to this?
No, I don't think there was any expectations really coming to the year. I mean, of course, there's a lot of adjustments from playing junior, living by yourself, everything, a lot of travel. That's the biggest thing, kind of have to adjust to.
And talking about some of the adjustments that you might have to make, one of them that you really haven't had to is your D partner. You've been with Jake Bischoff, it seems like, for the majority of the season. And how good has that been for you to play with a guy in Jake that is the captain of this team and is so steady on the back end?
I mean, it's been awesome. Having a veteran guy like him helping me around at the rink and on the ice, it's been awesome. It's helped for sure a lot.
And you certainly came to his defense in Calgary over the weekend as he received a hit along the boards. Take us through that play and what happened over there by your bench.
I mean, I saw our captain get a hit, and of course, I don't like that what they did. So, kind of came to help. So, kind of. If you have to drop them, you have to drop the gloves sometimes, and that was the play that came to his defense.
Hey, you never know when your time is going to come. But, you know, talking on the back end and the steadiness that you guys have had on that top pair, there's been a little bit of shuffling below you guys in that D-core, and, you know, one of the guys that you guys lost to the VGK, Lucas Cormier, coming up. But were you able to watch his debut, and how'd you think he did in his first game up there?
I mean, he played really well, got an assist on the power play there on Eichel's goal. I mean, He's been playing really good. Good for him for getting the debut. I think we had a game that day, so didn't get too much time to watch the game, but really, really good for him.
Lucas Cormier goes up and has a great game at the NHL level, but you're also getting someone back down from the VGK. Caden Korzak comes back the other way. How excited are you to add him back into the fold?
Of course, it's going to be a huge help for our team. A big left shooting defenseman in the lineup, and getting him back, it's going to be huge for our team.
And, you know, we talk about you skating with Jake Bischoff and the ability of you guys to kind of stay on that top pair, and I'm sure the veteran presence that he's brought to you. But wanted to mention as well, as we approach All-Star weekend, Adam Cracknell being the AHL All-Star captain. What have you been able to learn from him in your year with him so far, and what has he brought to this team leadership-wise?
I mean, his professionalism is huge. Coming first to the rink every morning, working out, like just showing the way for everybody, doesn't matter how old you are, and really nice guy. It's been huge, helping the younger guys a lot to get comfortable. You know, yeah. It's a huge thing.
Certainly, Adam Cracknell, one of those guys, and a number of veterans on this Silver Knights team, but you know, one thing about you that we've noticed and we've talked about a lot on our broadcast is, you know, while you're playing with Jake Bischoff on that top pair and, you know, as the captain of the team, he certainly provides a presence back there. It seems like you've jumped in pretty comfortably alongside of him, and you seem to have acclimated pretty well, at least on the ice, in terms of playing at this level.
Yeah, it's been, it's definitely helped a lot, kind of having him around and kind of helping me adjust to the new systems and everything, kind of ask a lot, and getting a lot of feedback from him too. It's been really, really helpful for sure.
So looking at the road that you guys have been on as of late and looking at the schedule that you guys have had, you know, we had a couple of setbacks, but it seemed like you were on the right path there. You had the big win against Ontario just before the new year, had the win against San Diego, lost a couple over the weekend in Calgary. Is this part of the season more just about kind of stacking those wins together now that you're in the midst of a really tight playoff race?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think we've put ourselves in a good spot here in the first half of the season. We kind of just have to continue to get all the points that we can get here. It's going to be a good race for playoffs, so we have to be on our game every night. So, yeah, it's going to be huge games here coming along.
Well, you talk about the games coming up, and you have the Milwaukee Admirals coming to you. And, of course, this is your first year with the team, so maybe a little bit less so for you. But is it a little different dynamic when, you know, you're so used to playing these teams in the Pacific Division that you see over and over again? Is it a bit different or tougher in any way when you face a team that's out of your division and you're playing them for the first time?
I mean, it's in a way that you don't know the team as much, but I think everybody in our team is excited to play teams that you haven't played before, kind of get a fresh look at teams and kind of exciting two games against them. So it's going to be a lot of fun during the weekend.
And you place this Milwaukee Admirals team coming up this weekend. You know, I want to talk about a little bit of your usage with the Silver Knights so far. Of course, you've been on that top pair a lot, but you've also seen some special teams time as of late as guys have been in and out of those units. Have you played a lot of special teams throughout your junior career, and how have you been finding that role for yourself on the power play unit?
I mean, it's been an easy adjustment. I've always been a kind of special teams guy on both ends, so it's been an easy adjustment, kind of jumping on the power play when needed. So it's been really easy.
Well, that's good to hear. And you know, looking at the other end of things, going from the power play to the penalty kill, I think a guy that we've all noticed that has really stepped up in the forward group is Jakob Demick, and your fellow first year man here in Henderson. What have you noticed from him on the penalty killing unit in terms of just kind of getting in everyone's way on the PK?
I mean, he's a really good two way center. I mean, he's done a big job, kind of first year guy coming in, doing a good job on the penalty kill, and just 5-on-5 playing his own role. It's fun to see that, and played against him in the WHL and the juniors. I know how hard it's to play against him, so it's good to have a guy like that on our team.
Played against them in the WHL. Do you find a special relationship with those guys in the WHL, even when you play against them at some of the other teams that you might face in the AHL? Is it kind of a, you know, little tip to the cap, like, all right, I know what I'm getting tonight?
Yeah, I mean it helps. You played against a lot of guys during the years I played there, so you see the same guys, you kind of know what they're as players, so that definitely helps a lot.
certainly that familiarity there. And, you know, we mentioned the penalty kill briefly. And, of course, the cliche is always your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender. And man, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the number of goaltenders that this team has had throughout the season. How comfortable is that for you guys knowing that I believe up to four or five guys in net now that no matter who you throw back there, you know they're going to give you a really good chance to win?
Yeah, I mean, we have a confidence that every goalie who we put in goal, it's, we always try to do our job as a team to defend the right way and not get too many chances against. So I think that helps the goalies out too, that they know that they won't get too many grade A scoring chances against. So I think we've done a good job with that so far. We keep doing it. So.
And specifically, you look at that last game and how good Jesper Vikman was, saving all 33 of the Calgary shots. What did you see from him, and how impressed are you from him, being that he was out for a lot of time with injury and came back and seemed to be right back into action just as he was before?
Yeah, I mean, he played really well in Calgary, kept us in the game to get a 1 point there. I mean, it's pretty nice to see him come back in the lineup after being out for a while and have some success right away. It's pretty nice.
So looking at your game really quick, as we're about approaching the halfway point of the season, have you say that, is there a specific spot in your game that you felt has grown over this first half of the season, and is there something that you are still honing in on, maybe specifically that you want to keep improving as we move forward?
Yeah, I think I've done a good job kind of getting comfortable with the systems already, kind of, I don't have to think too much. It's always a adjustment coming to a new team, new systems and everything, so I think I've done a good job from day one, kind of try to get everything in and ask questions if I have anything to ask. And in my game, I think just kind of getting more comfortable playing with the puck and the pace that we play here. So it's getting along, I think, week to week here.
Very well. And you know, you talk about learning some of those systems and a lot of that teaching coming from head coach Ryan Craig. How has it been under Ryan Craig, first-year head coach in Henderson? The reviews seem to be pretty strong. The team's playing pretty well, but how have you been under Ryan Craig so far?
I mean, I like him as a coach. Very, very detailed to the details, and he's played high level hockey, and he knows what it takes to win. So it's been, and being up with the VGK, winning a Stanley Cup, he knows definitely what it takes to win. So it's been really helpful having him as a coach.
Now, you mentioned he was up with the VGK, and I'm sure you picked his brain a lot in terms of things at the NHL level. Is that something you do a lot when you have a guy like Caden Korzak perhaps come back, that you can learn little bits and things from them from the NHL level?
I mean, it's definitely like pay attention what they do in practice and how they play, kind of what they do before and on the ice, like small details that you try to pick up from them and just like see what it takes to get to the next level. It's huge.
Yeah, for sure. You have Caden Korzak, of course, coming back, and should be a big weekend set for you guys against the Milwaukee Admirals coming up. And of course, we have the special theme night coming up, the Las Vegas Thunder night, a team that was here in the Vegas Valley in the 1990s. Do you know anything about the Las Vegas Thunder? Are you aware of them, or have you been learning anything about them in the past week or so?
No, I have no idea about them, so probably have to look it up and get myself a little bit checked out what's going on with that. So
we'll have to get you very well acquainted with that. And you know, for these specific games coming up this weekend, you know, not sure the amount of intense prep you've already jumped into, as we're still a couple of days away from the Milwaukee Admirals, but based off of what you did last Saturday, what's the focus for you guys coming into these two games this weekend?
I think the thing is just to get ready for the first game. I mean, we have to get better in the first games in the back to back. So just kind of get ready, mentally ready. That's gonna be a hard two games. So and get ready right from the start to play our toes. That's the biggest thing.
And you mentioned those back to back sets of games, and you guys are really strong on the second half. And you know, we talked to Coach Ryan Craig as well about the fact that he wants to be stronger in those first half of back to backs. Is there any reason you can pinpoint as to, you know, why sometimes it's been a bit of a struggle for you guys in those first halves?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for us is just kind of get engaged right away physically in the game. Kind of, we usually play good when we're engaged as a team. And I think that's the biggest thing, kind of get physical right from the start. get hard on the forecheck, so that's gonna bring some offense to us.
And certainly, and you look at the game that you most recently played on that second half, and you guys really shut down things early in the game defensively in terms of the shots allowed to Calgary, just 6 shots allowed on goal to the Calgary Wranglers. How important is that, and how fun is that when you guys are playing cohesively as that 5-man unit to just really shut down the opposing offense?
I mean, it's a lot of fun. We definitely notice, like, when we play our best game, nobody in the league can hang around with us. It's a fun to play, but we just have to get more consistent here in the second half to do it every period and every shift.
You know, I asked Mason Morelli about this last week, and we're talking about the new year, coming into the new year, and you know, sort of the halfway mark of the season. And, you know, for you as a player, is there any certain shift in your mindset? Of course, you're going to give 110% every game. We know that. But, you know, when you turn that calendar over to the new year and you start pushing toward the playoffs, is there an extra bit of motivation to boost, saying, okay, now it's really go time?
Yeah, I mean, it's second half is always tough with the playoff race. And, I mean, I feel like just have to play everybody knowing that we might play them in the playoffs. So never know, like, you want to finish every check and play hard against them, knowing that we might play them in the playoffs. So yeah, that's going to be, like, huge in the second half.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you look at the standings in the division, and things are so close between you and just about everyone in the division right now. Is, you know, you talk about focusing toward the playoffs. Of course, you don't want to jump ahead of yourselves, but are there things you take from certain teams that you kind of look for, even just down the line when you play them next time, to say, okay, you know, we're going to pinpoint that next time?
I mean, we played a lot against the same teams. We kind of know what the teams are about, how they play. So it's just kind of getting ready and try to get most of the points that we can get here. It's going to be a tough race, though.
So. Well, looking forward to the rest of the post or the season for you as we move toward the postseason. Chris, big couple of games coming up this weekend. Wish you the best of luck, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Silver Knights defenseman Christopher Sedoff. And, you know, for the Silver Knights coming up this weekend, of course, the 2 games against the Milwaukee Admirals coming up on Friday and Saturday. Friday's game will take place at 7 o'clock at the Dollar Loan Center, while Saturday's game will be at 3 p.m. at the DLC. That game will also be televised on Vegas 34, while also being here on 12:30 the game. And, of course, the big Thunder Night celebrations. We'll certainly have to get Chris acquainted with the Las Vegas Thunder, and hopefully everyone gets pretty acquainted with the Las Vegas Thunder as we move toward the celebrations on Saturday. But really fun couple of games coming up for the Silver Knights against a new opponent. And, you know, you heard Chris say there that interesting challenge of facing that new opponent. Well, you're so used to playing some of these teams in the Pacific Division, and now you have that new challenge of taking on a new team in the Milwaukee Admirals that you don't see very often, and a team that, you know, again, themselves are so used to playing that different schedule over in the Pacific Division. And we'll see what the Silver Knights can bring to this game. And you talked about, or you heard Chris talk about as well, the first half of those back-to-backs. I think that's going to be key for the HSK as we look for that. Silver Knights have been so strong on those second halves of the back-to-backs, and we'll see if they can put together that strong performance in the first half that we know they're looking to do. And I think they have a good opportunity against a strong Milwaukee Admirals team, but one that the Silver Knights certainly have their eyes set on, and we'll see if they can do just that. We'll step out once more here on HSK Today. Back with more on the other side of the break on 12:30 The Game, the Henderson Silver Knights Radio Network.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle it.
Brian McCormack.
No Brian McCormack right now. Justin Russo back with you here on HSK Today, riding solo on our show this week. And, you know, getting to some general hockey talk and first recap what Christopher Sedoff had to say in that last segment, of course, talking a lot of things about the HSK game upcoming. You know, Christopher Sedoff has been such a steady force on the back end, steady, if you will, for the HSK. And you know, you have him back there with Jake Bischoff on that top pair of defense. Bischoff, a guy that you know what you're getting out of him every night as the captain of this team. You know the effort, you know the skill that you're getting out of him, and you saw that with Ryan Craig putting him in several different positions. But Christopher Sedoff has started to really balloon in and blossom into that role as well. We saw some power play usage out of him, talked about the fact that he's typically been on power play units throughout his junior career as well, so he's had those opportunities, been used on the penalty kill, and of course on that top pair, logging significant minutes for the HSK alongside Jake Bischoff. So really great to hear from him, and you know, of course, as the Silver Knights prepare for Thunder Night this week, of course, we want to remind you about all the festivities that are going to go on. Of course, Las Vegas Thunder Night, going to be a theme game honoring the former hometown hockey team of the Las Vegas Valley. That game's going to take place this Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, as the Silver Knights take on the Milwaukee Admirals at the Dollar Loan Center. All fans in attendance will receive a commemorative poster, and the first 1,500 fans will receive a Las Vegas Thunder-themed fanny pack. We are throwing it back to the 90s on Thunder Night on Saturday, and you fans are encouraged to get in on the fun as well. Fans are encouraged to wear 90s-inspired outfits and arrive early for activations on the Tilt Yard, including $3 beer specials, interactive games and activities, a live DJ, and a free 360-degree photo booth. And, of course, select Las Vegas Thunder alumni will be in attendance as well, and should be a fun night for Thunder Night, HSK, against the Milwaukee Admiral. Darren Banks, Jeff Sharples, Rod Buskus, Darcy Lowen among the alumni that we're expecting to have there. Tim Neverett, of course, the announcer for the Las Vegas Thunder back then, and just a really fun night and honoring the team, or one of the teams that really paved the way for hockey in this town. Of course, with the Las Vegas Wranglers coming along a little bit later. Adam Cracknell, of course, ties to Las Vegas through the Wranglers. So fun to always go step by step and see the evolution of hockey in this town, a market that I know, you know, you look at it first and you say, can really hockey really work in the desert? Well, it not only has with the VGK and the HSK, but it has for quite a long time, as evidenced by the Las Vegas Thunder and all the people that are still around from that organization and still love this city, and likewise and vice versa, the love that they get from the fans, and everyone remembers them here in the Vegas Valley. So do be sure to join us for Thunder Night Saturday, 3 p.m. game against the Milwaukee Admirals. Lots of fun going on at the Dollar Loan Center. But, you know, shifting gears a little bit, just to some general talk here, and I will shamelessly self-promote VGK Today, a podcast that we're promoting for the Vegas Golden Knights. If you remember, it was a daily podcast back during the playoffs last season. We're doing weekly shows now up until the end of the regular season before we return to that daily format. But I bring it up because our first episode just dropped today with Darren Millard speaking with Yuri Patera, and it was a really fun and interesting interview with Yuri, talking about mostly the relationship with his father and the unique relationship in the fact that his father is the one that paints his goalie masks to this day. And, you know, you often see so many of these elaborate paint jobs on the goalie masks and so many different things thrown on, whether it's your home country's flag or something that means something to you, something important. You know, there's such elaborate designs that come with it. And it was just so fun to hear Yuri talk about the fact that his dad is the one that still does this. He took us through the journey of how it came to be and the fact that, you know, his dad had always, he's not really necessarily an artist per se, but he's always been good with his hands, and he's always been good at designing things and drawing up things and sketches. And so when Yuri eventually became a goalie, much to the dismay of his father, I should mention, he said his dad never wanted him to be a goalie, but when he finally did become one, he knew that he would have to start painting the masks, and he started with some stickers and some logos and stuff like that, and that generally evolved into the airbrush, and now it's gotten pretty elaborate. And, you know, Yuri, it's funny to hear that every summer he says, I have to convince my dad to keep doing it. And it's something where he's starting to get to the point where he's, you know, can you just go to someone else? I'm sure you want it to be professionally done and have someone do it, but nope, he wants his dad to do it every summer. He convinces him to do it. And, you know, looking back to the Winter Classic, the origin that Darren Millard found for this story was the fact that Yuri Patera didn't have a super special mask for the Winter Classic, and he asked him why, and he said, well, I didn't have time to send it back to my dad back in Prague, where he is from, in Czechia, and he said, I just couldn't get it back there in time, and if he's not going to paint it, then, well, there's really no use, right? So, a really fun interview with Yuri Patera there, and of course, talked about the fact that growing up, how his dad was involved in his hockey life and helping him with his upbringing. Says he doesn't shoot on him anymore in terms of putting shots on net, because now he just saves them all. So it's not too fun anymore for them to try to get pucks by Yuri. But a really fun story there. I encourage you to check out the whole thing. VGK Today, the podcast we're putting out once a week. Darren Millard with Yuri Patera on that one. And, you know, speaking of the VGK, game tonight for Vegas. They will be in Colorado to take on the Avalanche. That one should be a really fun matchup. And, you know, you look at the Colorado Avalanche, 55 points right now. Somehow second in the Central Division because the Winnipeg Jets have been on a tear as of late. We'll talk about them in a moment. But looking at tonight's game, first of all, between the Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights, you look at the last game for Colorado. Last couple really have been up and down, but generally to start the new year, they've been very strong. 5-4 wins in overtime over the Islanders and over the Stars. And then they came back home, lost 8-4 to the Panthers, got a 4-3 shootout win over Boston, and that takes us to the game against Vegas. A bit of a round robin between Boston, Colorado, and Vegas, as Vegas tomorrow will be taking on the Boston Bruins. So a really fun one tonight. We'll certainly look forward to that one, and we'll see if the VGK can put together a couple of wins now, as Vegas, they've been a little bit up and down to start the new year, and of course they're looking for some consistency, but got a big 5-2 win on Saturday against the New York Islanders with a couple of new faces in the lineup. Of course, Grigori Denisenko playing his second game for the VGK. He appeared first on Thursday last week against his old team, the Florida Panthers. Lucas Cormier getting into the lineup and putting a pass right onto the tape of Jack Eichel for a power play goal, the first point in Lucas Cormier's NHL career. And, you know, of course, the guy that hasn't been with the Silver Knights, but of course we've had some familiarity with the HSK, Toby Bjornfoot. He was an Ontario Reign within the Kings organization for quite a while there and made his debut with the Vegas Golden Knights in that game as well. So lots of new faces for the VGK as they're shuffling guys in and out of the lineup, not only due to injury, but also to just try to find a spark here and there. And they hope that they found that spark on Saturday against the Islanders. They're going to take their talents now to Denver to see if they can get a win over the Avalanche. And we expect Aiden Hill perhaps could get into the net tonight for the VGK. So that is a big moment of return. It appears that Yuri Patera will continue to back up as maybe an illness to Logan Thompson. So Yuri Patera still with the VGK at the moment. But a really big game for Vegas. And you know, one of these games that you always look at as a bit of a litmus test, right? You want to see where you stack up against some of the other opponents across the NHL. And for Vegas, this is certainly really not only a game, but a week in which they have a lot of games in which they can stack themselves up. You have Colorado coming your way tonight. That's still a 7 o'clock game, even though it is a nationally televised game. Still 7 o'clock, even though it will be locally 8 o'clock in Denver. Then you're going to have that game against Boston back at the Fortress tomorrow. Calgary coming up on Saturday. Nashville, the Rangers, and the Penguins coming up next week for the VGK. And for the HSK, you mentioned these two big games against the Milwaukee Admirals coming up, but they have a strong schedule coming up as well, and especially against some teams that are around them in the Pacific Division. They have two against Coachella Valley next week on Monday and Wednesday before a weekend set in Tucson to take on the Roadrunners. And then it's back against Coachella Valley at home at the DLC, and then a couple of games against the Colorado Eagles over the weekend. And as a reminder for the Henderson Silver Knights, Coachella Valley Firebirds 1 point ahead of Henderson in the standings. And again, these two teams will meet three times in the next couple of weeks. So not to look ahead too far for the HSK, certainly a massive weekend coming up for them against the Milwaukee Admirals. But you look for the Silver Knights, and that is a team and a chunk of the schedule you can certainly circle in terms of what will be important for them moving forward. Tucson just a little bit up the road, but only 4 points ahead of Henderson. That's another big couple of games for the Silver Knights as we look toward the schedule moving up for them. But again, this season, it's been fun to watch the transition between the VGK and the HSK. You know, we saw it so much last season, especially in net, when Lauren Brossoit and Yuri Patera made starts for the VGK and had to contribute there. But we also saw, you know, the likes of Pavel Dorofeev go up at times, Byron Fraze, Sheldon Rempel. You know, a lot of guys got games at the NHL level. And you're seeing it again right now with the VGK. You had, though he didn't start the season in Henderson, you had an alumni, Braden Pahal, up there to start the season with the VGK. Caden Korzak, who has been up for a significant amount of time with Vegas, although just recently assigned to Henderson as he works his way back from an injury. He's been in the fold for the VGK. And we saw Grigori Denisenko, Lucas Cormier move up, and you know, it's not like these guys are sitting on the sidelines and waiting for an opportunity. They are trusted to go into significant roles and contribute for the VGK, which I think really shows the trust that this organization has in terms of bringing people up from the AHL to the NHL. And I think that relationship that you have with Ryan Craig there and that coaching staff in Vegas, and the fact that they're able to run such similar systems, and it's not a lot to learn for the guys in terms of the system. It's more getting acclimated to the players that they're going to be around. I think that's a big help in terms of moving these guys up and setting them up for success at the NHL level. And so, again, you have Lucas Cormier, who comes up and gets that first NHL point. Grigory Denisenko goes up and plays significant minutes as William Karlsson was injured for the VGK. And you're just seeing continually now guys contribute. Yuri Patera still up there, as we just mentioned. You know, Yuri entrusted with the starting role in Henderson to carry a lot of the load that we thought this season for the HSK. But his goaltender injuries have struck the VGK yet again. Yuri Patera back up with Vegas. And even for a brief moment before Christmas, we saw Isaiah Seville up there as well, as he and Patera were the two Vegas goaltenders due to some injuries to Thompson and Hill. So, again, for the HSK, and, you know, we talked to Christopher Setoff about this too. He's another guy that, though young, has been really strong for the HSK. Just guys being able to go up and contribute, and that flow between AHL and NHL. And it's just so fun to see these guys get opportunities. Jonas Ronberg, another guy that I didn't even mention, who's had significant time with the VGK as well. Great to see those guys have those opportunities, and great to see them flourish in those opportunities, because that's what it's all about here. You know, development and winning was the mantra and the kind of attitude Ryan Craig brought to this team, and I think you're seeing both of those on display this season with the Silver Knights up in the standings and right in the mix in the Pacific Division, and guys continuing to go up to that NHL level and contribute in big ways. And for the HSK, again, coming up against the Milwaukee Admirals, a couple of games where they're going to have an opportunity to take down a strong Central Division opponent. We'll see if they can do just that. But you know, as we have a couple minutes here, quickly want to touch on just a couple of quick around-the-league topics, around-the-hockey-world topics. First, a huge congratulations to the World Juniors team for USA, getting the gold medal, a big victory in that gold medal game, 6-2, and you know, a team that went undefeated in that tournament. And of course, we're all very proud of the effort that they were able to put on display there, especially against Sweden in that gold medal game in hostile territory. They went over there and picked up a 6-2 victory. So I'm personally really looking forward to when we get best on best, whether that's the World Cup, the Olympics. I cannot wait for Team USA to get out there and show their skills. I think it's going to be, you know, you always had felt the Team USA creeping up in talent. Of course, it's a tough hill to climb when you have teams like Canada and some of these countries, Nordic countries, and Sweden, Finland, that are so strong at developing talent. But you see Team USA making their way up, and I think by the time we reach the whatever the next tournament is, like I said, where we get best on best, it's going to be a really strong showing for Team USA. And you know, you got Austin Matthews, you got the likes of Jack Eichel, you got a lot of big names for Team USA coming down the pipeline, and it should be really exciting to watch. And of course, you know, real quick mention of the NHL standings. We talked about the Winnipeg Jets and how strong they were. What a surprise that team is. Just goes to show that win streak here and there can really change your entire season around. Winnipeg Jets, top team in the NHL right now. Fun to watch. But two top teams in Vegas and Colorado going at it as well tonight. But for the Silver Knights, as we wrap things up here on HSK Today, next couple of games on Friday and Saturday. Friday night against the Milwaukee Admirals at 7 p.m. Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. for Las Vegas Thunder Night against the Milwaukee Admirals. Yet again, should be a really fun one with a lot of Las Vegas Thunder alumni in attendance and a lot going on at the DLC for all of you fans there who are encouraged to dress up in your best 90s gear. That'll wrap things up here on this week's edition of HSK Today. Big thanks to Joe Costa on the other side of the glass for all the help. And we will see you next time Friday at 6:30 for pregame between the Silver Knights and the Milwaukee Admirals right here on 1230 The Game, the Henderson Silver Knights Radio Network.